Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. Today we're talking about business income from your forest school sessions. Now if you're running forest schools as a business, then and you aren't quite making the revenue that you need to, it's basically there are only two things that you can change. And they're quite broad categories, but two main things. You can either increase your customer base, or you can increase the amount of value you provide. So let's go with customer base. Now this is pretty obvious that if your sessions aren't fully booked, you could do with more customers. But this also may mean increasing the size of your sessions. Like, can you get more people into each session? Now with forest school, there obviously is a cap. There's a ratio, and there's a point where if you increase the numbers too much, you'll be decreasing the value, and that will impact you as well. But it may well be that you want to reach more people for a lower price rather than fewer people for a higher price, because obviously there's more people willing to pay a small amount of money than a big amount of money. So that's increasing your customer base. So that involves marketing, that involves reaching out to people, making connections, and so on. So it is quite important, and increasing your customer base is a valid way to do it. I'm doing it through reaching out to you guys, through YouTube, online content, my website and everything else. I'm looking to increase the number of people that I reach. So that is one valid way of doing it. The other way is increasing the amount of value your sessions. And you may ask, well, how does this increase the amount of revenue? Well, first of all, increasing the amount of value may well help you with other problem, may well help you get more customers in. But really, value allows you to either run different sessions or increase the price of the sessions you run. So then basically, if you provide more value, then you should be able to charge more. Now obviously there is a cap to this, and that will be determined in some ways by the market, by the amount of disposable income of your target audience. But people are willing to pay good money for things that they see a lot of value in. If you are offering something beyond the normal forest school, then you don't need to be charging the normal forest school rates. This applies to working with larger organizations as well. So if you have a certain offering, say, okay, I will offer a basic walk around the park. And we might point out some interesting things, but really we're just going for a walk. Now there's value in that. But compare that to, I'm going to offer a complete day of forest school, including cooking, hot drinks, a range of activities, and even the chance to make your own necklace, which you'll then take back home. Immediately you can see that there would be a price difference between those two. One is obviously adding a whole lot more value. A value can sometimes be in the training you've taken. So you might be able to offer more variety of courses. You might be able to achieve faster results, better results, quicker. So, for example, if you're someone like me that works with people who struggle to tie knots, you may well, your strength is the ability to teach something really well. So I can probably charge more than someone who doesn't teach knots as well, because I'm delivering more value. I'm teaching it better. It's providing more value to the person. It's providing that personal transformation which people want from a service. So you can increase the customer base, or you can increase the amount of value. And sometimes value can show up in different ways. And I think it's, in general, if it doesn't cost you more or cause you to burn out, it is a good idea to add more value. And obviously that being careful not to burn out is important. But really, treat every session as if you want to provide the most value possible. Because even if that session doesn't grow, you may well find opportunities opening up in different directions. So it's pretty simple in that way. Either increase the amount of customers or increase the amount of value per customer. But what if neither of those are an option? Well, the third thing you can do, as the one that nobody really wants to think about, is that you need to go do something else. You need to drop those sessions. Now, there may well come a time when you have things that are providing income enough that you can then set up sessions that don't earn as much income. But really, to make it long term, to create longevity for your business, for your sessions, for yourself, to continue doing good work in the outdoors, you need to earn an income. And it's difficult. So you may well want to find a couple of funded projects that allow you to deliver things at a lower price point and then deliver massive amounts of value for that price. And that would be a good way to do it. As I said, there are only three levers to pull. Which lever you pull is up to you, but it's simple. Increase your customers, or increase the amount of value, or go find something else. And that's hard. I'm looking at some of my sessions now going, okay, they are barely holding on. Because there's fluctuations up and down at the current price point. I'm not really doing very well out of this. I'm not earning enough to be comfortable. So what are my options? Well, do I want to increase the number of customers? No, I could do with more customers in the sessions, but in general, I'm not going to increase the number of people per session. As in the max number, because I think that would really drop the value and it would stop being as enjoyable for me, because it's important to me to be able to have one-on-one contact time with just about everyone and be able to offer that support and tailor sessions, and you can't do that with a massive group. So it's okay, provide more value without burning out. Now that's the point I'm struggling with. I'd like to provide more value, but most of the value I can provide would significantly increase the amount of time I spend, either planning, preparing, so on. And at the moment, I don't have that time. So the third option is the one that, as I said, most people don't want to think about, which is, do I find something else? I don't have the answer right now. It could well be that things pick up, because it is only April, soon be May. Hopefully things will look up. But for now, I'm just going to see how things go and think about whether I'm going to pull one of those levers and change direction and improve things that way. Because I need to be thinking 2 years ahead, 5 years ahead, what is my end game plan? Okay, I think I'll leave it there today. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Remember, you can find these episodes on the Bracken Outdoors podcast as well. So if you are on the YouTube channel, head over there. And if you're on the podcast listening to this, you can, of course, check out all of my videos, tips and tricks, reviews on the YouTube channel as well. Thank you again for watching. Make the most of every day, and I'll see you all next time.